Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. As you know, there are a lot of challenging things taking place on the planet at this time. But recently, through various activities of light involving light workers around the world, our new planetary cause of divine love was secured in every person's heart flame. The Company of Heaven has assured us that our unified efforts were God victorious, and now the patterns of perfection for this new planetary cause of love are beginning to filter into the conscious minds of humanity. This means that the awareness of the oneness of all life and the reverence for all life are beginning to bathe every particle and wave of life on this planet. Now it's time for the next phase of the divine plan. And on November 11th, 2011, we'll have a unique opportunity to add to the light of the world. This is the 11th day of the 11th month of the 11th year of the new millennium. And 11 is the master number that reflects the transformation of the physical into the divine. And it's destined to move this planet and all life further up the spiral of evolution. We're going to talk about this cosmic moment. This is a moment for which we've all been preparing for a very long time. And today I'm going to share with you information from the Company of Heaven about this monumental event. And we will all join together for visualizations that will allow our I Am presence to help prepare us at a cellular level to receive the awesome influx of light that will be occurring on this planet in 2011. So as you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with light workers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we're going to co-create a chalice of light that will serve as the open door through which the light of God will flow to bless all humanity and all life on this planet. At this time, humanity is receiving more assistance from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth than ever before. And the divine intent of these celestial sharings is to help all of us see the bigger picture for the divine plan that is unfolding day by day. Then with new clarity and understanding, we'll be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with more joy in our lives and more expectations of positive things instead of fear and dread, which a lot of us are experiencing at this time. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth from on high, we will know that the light of God is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, and we will understand at new and profound ways that humanity is in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness ever to manifest in the physical plane. As you listen to the celestial messages and guidance that I'll be sharing with you today, know that I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it's true. Ask your I Am presence, your true God self, for guidance, and you will know in the deepest recesses of your heart if this information is truth for you and if it will assist you in fulfilling your divine plan. Anything that doesn't resonate as truth at this time, just let it go. And I promise you that if I'm presenting anything that's important for you to understand in order to fulfill your divine plan, your God self is going to keep presenting this to you in gentle and loving ways if it doesn't resonate for truth to you today. And gradually, slowly but surely, you'll understand at new levels of awareness and be able to let this in. So during our hour today, we're going to focus on the eternal moment of now. And that means that whether you're able to tune in with us live or whether you're listening to this radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven in to our fourth field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times, 1,000-fold by your I Am presence in the Company of Heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, that light. So now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in and out, deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Feel that collective consciousness as you expand your heart flame, becoming one through new levels of connection with every person evolving on this planet. Now, with one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, and one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke the most intensified frequencies of our new planetary cause of divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. These are the patterns that reflect the oneness of life and the reverence for all life. Continue breathing in and out, deeply and rhythmically, as this sacred fire from the very heart of our new planetary cause of divine love begins to expand and expand through the divinity in your heart. This divine love now forms the template for the oneness of all life, the reverence of all life, and for humanity's unity consciousness as it flows through your heart flame into the heart flame of every precious person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love through our new planetary cause of love and our template of unity consciousness is now forming a grid of pure divine love around the planet. This grid of love and unity consciousness is spanning the abyss from the densest frequencies of humanity's human miscreations, the energies that are causing all of the pain and suffering on Earth. It expands from those frequencies of discord into the highest fifth-dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love and unity consciousness is the bridge to freedom over which this sweet Earth and all life evolving upon her will ascend up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her governments, her peoples, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept and the patterns of perfection for the new earth. During this special time together today, remember the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. As I mentioned, 11 is the master number that reflects the transformation of the physical into the divine. On November 11, 2011, which is the 11th day of the 11th month of the 11th year of the new millennium, we have an unprecedented opportunity to add to the light of the world. There are myriad activities of light and global meditations that are scheduled for that powerful day, and all of them are weaving their light into the unfolding divine plan. What I would like to share with you today is the global activity of light that the Company of Heaven has asked those of us at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose to orchestrate on behalf of all humanity and all life evolving on this blessed planet. This event will fulfill a critical facet of the divine plan, and it will enhance the plethora of light-filled events that will take place during this cosmic moment on Earth. The events of 11-11-11 will be multifaceted and multidimensional. And if you're interested in all of the events that are taking place, just go on the internet and Google the date of 11-11-11. There are myriad activities of light that you can participate in. But one of the most significant events involves a quantum shift within Earth's crystal grid system. This is the system that functions within the body of Mother Earth in the same way humanity's chakras, acupuncture meridians, and acupuncture points function in our own individual bodies. The crystal grid system is the vehicle through which the light of God is now flowing to increase the energy, vibration, and consciousness of every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of precious life energy existing on Earth. This is the system through which Earth's ascension into the fifth dimensional realms of infinite light is being God victoriously accomplished. Now, the Company of Heaven has asked us to take a group of light workers on a sacred 2-week pilgrimage to New Zealand during the influx of light that will take place leading up to, including, and following the 11-11-11 moment of November 11th. The reason we have been asked to travel to New Zealand is because of the critical role this sacred land is playing in Earth's ascension process. New Zealand receives the first impulse of every new day for the planet. So the first frequencies of 11-11-11 will bathe New Zealand and then spread around the globe in a wave of resplendent light. The beings of light have revealed that New Zealand serves as the hands in the body of Mother Earth. As you know, we receive and transmit energy through our hands. Every acupuncture meridian is represented within the acupuncture pressure points in our hands and also in our feet. The light flowing through our acupuncture meridians is the life force, our gift of life, that nourishes and sustains every cell, gland, muscle, organ, and function of our physical bodies. We've all seen people in hospitals with electrodes taped to their hearts and brains, and we can watch the monitors and see the electrical impulses flowing through their body. Those electrical impulses flow from their chakra system through the various meridians into every gland, organ, function, cell, and organ of their bodies. This is the same process that takes place through the crystal grid system of the planet. The life force from our Father, Mother, God, energizes the body of Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her, the nature kingdom, the angelic kingdom, the human kingdom, and the entire elemental kingdom, the earth, the air, the water, the fire, and the ether elements that comprise the physical plane of Earth. This is the light that allows us to live, move, think, breathe, and have our being in the physical plane. The light we receive through our hands flows through every acupuncture meridian, and it helps to unblock the areas in our bodies that are having trouble receiving and assimilating the electronic light substance that is our gift of life, our life force from our Father, Mother, God, the source of all that is. A lot of people do reflexology to energize the power points within their hands and their feet to unblock that energy. But as we receive light into our hands, that automatically occurs. Now, Mother Earth's crystal grid system functions like our acupuncture meridians. In the hands of Mother Earth, which are New Zealand, likewise receive and transmit light to help unblock the areas in the body of Mother Earth through the crystal grid system that are having trouble assimilating the electronic light substance from our Father, Mother, God, the very life force that sustains the body of Mother Earth. So our mission on this sacred pilgrimage is to serve as a mighty transformer through which the light of God will flow into the hands of Mother Earth, the first wave of the 1111 energy. Then that light will be transmitted into every facet of the crystal grid system. The divine intent of this mission is to unblock any of the areas in Earth's crystal grid system that might have difficulty receiving and assimilating the monumental influx of light that will occur on 11-11-11 through the myriad activities of light, meditations, and global events that will take place that day. Now, we are only going to be taking 120 light workers on this pilgrimage. But even though there will only be 120 people physically present in New Zealand, this is a global activity of light. Every place on Earth where people abide is really an acupuncture pressure point in the body of Mother Earth. That's why people have gathered there. It is vital that people all over the world receive and assimilate the expansion of light that will be flowing through the crystal grid system to remove the blockages in the body of Mother Earth. This will clear the way, then, for the most powerful influx of light the Earth has ever experienced, which will occur on 11-11-11. I'll mention that this pilgrimage has been sold out for over a year, but in the last few days there have been a couple of cancellations. So if you think you might be interested or have the heart call to participate, go to our website and see if there are any openings still available for you. Just click on the link that says 11-11-11 New Zealand Pilgrimage. For those of you who are going to be joining us in consciousness and anchoring this amazing light in other locations around the world, we want you to know that the Company of Heaven and those of us who will be traveling to New Zealand are eternally grateful for your willingness to help humanity and all life evolving on Earth with this vitally important facet of the unfolding divine plan. Now, our pilgrimage will begin on November 7th in Auckland, New Zealand. And on November 8th, we will have an open gathering for anyone in New Zealand who would like to come to connect with us and to weave his or her light into our chalice and our mighty transformer. This gathering will be free and open to the public. And this open meeting will be held at Cadmus College from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. And the college is right next to the hotel that we will all be staying at, which is the Amore Auckland Hotel, 100 Grays Avenue in Auckland, New Zealand. If you want to join us in consciousness day by day as we travel to the power points that we have been guided to by the Company of Heaven, our itinerary is available on our website. So you can just go to our website, which is eraofpeace.org, eraofpeace.org, and click on the link for New Zealand. Each day, as we begin this activity on November 7th, a few of the meridians within Earth's crystal grid system will be cleared and strengthened. By 11-11-11, that phase of the divine plan will be complete. Then, on November 11th, 2011, we will have two activities of light. First, for 11 minutes, from 11 a.m. to 11:11 a.m. New Zealand time, Our group and lightworkers organizing activities throughout New Zealand will open the portal for the initial influx of the 11-11-11 wave of light that will flow around the world time zone by time zone. The Company of Heaven is asking people everywhere on the planet to invoke their I Am presence and to expand their heart flame for 11 minutes in each of their own local time zones from 11 a.m. to 11:11 a.m. in their local time zones. This way, through time zone, each time zone, the portals will be open. And through this focus of unified consciousness, a portal of light will be opened in each time zone and in each vicinity where people are gathered throughout the planet. Then the unfathomable influx of divine light from the 11-11-11 alignment will flow into the crystal grid system through these portals. The energy, vibration, and consciousness of every particle of life on Earth will be raised the maximum that cosmic law will allow on that sacred and holy day. The reason that this is so important is because each of us in the physical plane at this time have come here to fulfill a unique facet of the divine plan. We are in the midst of a unique experiment. Never has a planet that's fallen this far into the frequencies of separation and duality been given the opportunity to move forward this quickly in the light. We are literally moving through two-dimensional shifts from the third dimension through the fourth dimension into the fifth dimension, bringing the planet and all her life to catch up with our solar system so that we can ascend with the whole of creation into the next spiral of evolution for the entire universe. So what is happening now is that every person in the physical plane has volunteered to fulfill a unique facet of this divine plan. And we have encoded within our cellular patterns and within our RNA and DNA genetic codings to help us remember. 11, the master number that reflects the transformation of the physical into the divine, is one of those codings. And we have been through various shifts. And in 1992, on January 11th, there was an activity of light that was called moving through the doorway of an 11-11. And this was the initial impulse through the third dimension, the initial impulse under the spiral of it, of the fourth dimension. Through many activities of light, and probably all of us can be aware that the digital clocks of 11-11, and in the United States it reflects it twice a day, other places it often is 2300 at 11 o'clock in the p.m., but the clocks, the digital clocks, the time frames, those numbers keep showing and reflecting through digital communication, and we keep seeing this 11-11, which activates the coding within us. Then in 2003, through an activity of light that was called Harmonic Concordance, through the 11-11 date on November 11th, 2003, between the solar and lunar eclipses that took place at that time, this Harmonic Concordance event, a global activity, an influx of light, we moved off the spiral of the fourth dimension into the initial impulse of the fifth dimension. Now we have a frequency for the 11th day of the 11th month of the 11th year of the new millennium. And this frequency, through myriad activities of light that have taken place since November of 2003 to this time, we now are in a position to move a quantum shift up the spiral of evolution further into the fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. and our new planetary cause of divine love has been secured in every heart flame. So this is going to cause a tremendous shift of light. So those of you that have the heart call to join with us, know that from November 7th through the 11-11-11, there will be this healing and preparation through the crystal grid system. Then from 11 a.m. to 11:11 a.m. New Zealand time, the first portal will be open. Now, if you would like to tune in with us at that time and follow this hour by hour through the time zones as this resplendent wave of light encircles the planet, 11 a.m. New Zealand time on 11:11:11 is 2 p.m. Pacific time on November 10th, 2011, or 5 p.m. Eastern time on November 10th, 2011. If you would like to check out other time zones, just Google New Zealand time converter, and that will come up, and you can put your time zone in there and see what time it is in your location when it is 11 a.m. New Zealand time on 11:11:11. After the portal is opened in New Zealand, our group is going to continue traveling on our pilgrimage to the beautiful Chateau Hotel Tongariro in New Zealand. And there we will have a ceremony of light that is open to all New Zealanders. And that ceremony will be held at 1:30 p.m. on 11:11:11. And from 4 to 5 p.m. we'll have an afternoon tea with the intention of giving people a chance to meet together with us. And if you would like to join us at that time, if you're listening to this program from New Zealand, you would need to call Shirley, or email rather, Shirley, and let me give you the email address to make a reservation. It's just Patty, C-R, P-A-T-T-I-C-R, 11.11@gmail.com. Patty, P-A-T-T-I-C-R, 11.11@gmail.com. Then you can reserve your space and receive the additional information for the location. The Company of Heaven has given us a powerful meditation that we can all do, starting now and continuing through the assimilation and the energies of 11:11:11. Now these energies will build in momentum after 11:11:11 and be assimilated within every core of purity in every electron of life energy on the planet at a cellular level. And that assimilation will be complete on 11:22:11. So it will build in momentum, being integrated and assimilated for 11 days after the 11:11:11. The divine intent for the guided meditation that has been given to us is to heal every aspect of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and the corresponding aspects within the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of Mother Earth. We are one with this planet, and our body is reflecting the reflection of the bodies of Mother Earth. The divine intent of this activity is to heal the bodies of Mother Earth and the bodies of humanity, the maximum that cosmic law will allow. Our physical bodies are a reflection of Mother Earth's bodies. We are one with the Earth, and she is one with us. So as we draw the intensified frequencies of the most intensified flame of healing, which is known as the flame of healing through the infinite power of transmutation, as we invoke that light through each of our bodies, system by system, this healing light will also flow through the correlating systems in the body of Mother Earth. and the flame of healing through the power of the infinite transmutation, excuse me, which is an exquisite emerald green flame with a violet radiance, will raise the vibration, healing and transmuting all discord in the bodies of all humanity and Mother Earth, the maximum the cosmic law will allow. Now, according to the Company of Heaven, this sacred fire is the most powerful frequency of healing available to humanity on the planet. We have recently been given a very sacred piece of music that is intended to enhance our bodies and the body of Mother Earth's natural ability to heal itself. This special piece of music is being offered as a free download on our website. So if you are interested in this music, which is 62 minutes long, a beautiful piece of celestial music called Musical Rapture, just go to eraofpeace.org and click on the link that says Musical Rapture. Please read the information that's given on the download page so that you will understand fully what a sacred gift this music is and how to respect it and receive the most benefit from it. The divine intent of this music is to communicate with the divine intelligence in our bodies, and the frequencies of this celestial music actually raise the body's natural ability to heal itself. This music will greatly empower the following invocation that we can use. Now, this invocation is available on our website. And again, you just go to Important Information and click on Latest News, and you can download this from the website, or you can also download it from our archives on the BBS Radio website. This music will greatly empower this invocation that we're going to do together now, that's been given to us by the Company of Heaven to help prepare us for this cosmic moment of 11-11-11 and beyond. So this is a healing energy. And I'd like for you to join with me now. So sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. We're going to participate together with this energy, knowing that because we are one with all life, we have the ability to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. So now we are invoking the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether they are in or out of embodiment. And we ask the I Am presence of every person to take full dominion of the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings being reflected through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of each person at this time. Now we ask the I Am presence to allow this invocation that we invoke now to be activated at a cellular level in, through, and around the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of each person in perfect alignment with each one's highest good and their divine plan. The I Am presence is enveloping each person in an invincible force field of protection that will prevent anything from distracting us from this activity of light, allowing each one to receive the maximum benefit. This light will be secured through every heart flame in alignment with each person's highest good and their divine plan to build in momentum daily and hourly, moment by moment, until the 11-11 energies have been integrated and assimilated in perfect alignment with the divine plan for beloved planet Earth. So breathe in deeply, and as you exhale, go within to the divinity of your heart. I'm going to be stating this visualization in the first person, but know that we are invoking this light on behalf of every person evolving on this planet. I am stating it in the first person so that each of us will experience it individually and personally, but also simultaneously and collectively. I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my spine as straight as possible and my arms and legs uncrossed. This allows me to be an open conduit for the emerald green flame of healing through the infinite power of transmutation with its violet radiance. I breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. I am completely relaxed. My I Am presence has taken full dominion of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and any tension, doubt, or fear that I may have or that is blocking me because of my lower human ego is swept away through the trust and knowing of my I Am presence. In this very special time, I know that anything I need to take care of will be waiting for me when I'm through. So for the time being, I just let it go. I know this is a special time just for me, and I am focused, alive, and alert. During this activity of light, I begin drawing into my heart flame the most intensified frequencies of the flame of healing through the infinite power of transmutation. This sacred gift of light is flowing through my crown chakra into my heart flame from the very core of creation, the heart of my Father, Mother, God. This sacred fire, a gift from my Father, Mother, God, is flowing through my heart flame into my chakra systems. As it expands through my chakra system, it flows through my acupuncture meridians into every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of my four earthly bodies, the earthly bodies of every man, woman, and child on earth, and the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, the strata within the bodies of Mother Earth. As I invoke this healing activity of light for myself, I simultaneously invoke it through the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, and Mother Earth, in perfect alignment with each person's highest good and their divine plan. For I am one with all life. There is no separation. As this healing light enters the core of purity in every electron, it begins to heal, restore, and rejuvenate my bodies, the bodies of humanity, the bodies of Mother Earth. This light transforms these vehicles into a state of vibrant health, eternal youth, and God's infinite perfection, the frequencies of the fifth dimension. The flame of healing through the infinite power of transmutation expands and expands through the divinity of my heart. It expands as a tremendous starburst, enveloping the entire planet Earth. Until this planet becomes a pulsating emerald green sun with a violet radiance, pulsating in the solar system. Now, with deep concentration, I visualize this emerald green and violet flame being intensified as it passes through my body systems, system by system, and through the body systems of humanity and the body systems of beloved Mother Earth. This light the sacred fire of the violet flame with a violet, with the emerald green flame with a violet radiance, begins by expanding through my physical brain structure. It expands through my spinal cord, my nervous system, my chakra system, my acupuncture points, and the corresponding meridians. It removes every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind. The healing flame raises my conscious awareness and increases my ability to use my brain and my thoughts and all of the aspects of my chakra system to empower my thinking process as I co-create the infinite perfection of the new earth. Now this magnificent healing flame flows with a concentrated frequency into my eyes. As it expands through the physical structure of my eyes, it removes every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind. The healing flame restores my eyes to perfect sight, allowing me to see and recognize perfection in all things. I perceive the higher frequencies of the angelic and heavenly realms and the full divine momentum of the fifth dimension. The flame of healing through the infinite power of transfiguration and transmutation now flows through my ears, removing every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind. The healing flame restores my ears to perfect hearing, allowing me to hear the inner voice of my I Am Presence, the communication from the company of heaven in the realms of Lumen Truth, and the music of the spheres. The healing flame now flows into my nostrils, my sinuses, through my respiratory system, my lungs, larynx, vocal cords, trachea, bronchial tubes, and every function of my voice and breathing apparatus. The healing flame removes every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind. It heals and enhances my breathing and enables me to absorb the maximum prana on the holy breath. Through this activity of light, I now experience the fragrance and the breath of the Holy Spirit in new and profound ways, and I am empowered to speak with the tongues of angels. Now the healing flame flows into my mouth, in through and around my teeth, gums, tongue, down my esophagus, into my stomach, through my liver, gallbladder, small intestines, ileocecal valve, large intestines, appendix, colon, kidneys, bladder, and every aspect of my digestive and elimination systems. The healing flame removes every trace or disease of any kind. It restores all of these aspects of my digestive system, allowing me to purify my body and to assimilate my food and drink perfectly. Now the healing flame expands into my spiritual brain centers, my pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic centers at the base of my brain. The healing light, it flows into the remainder of my endocrine system, my thyroid, thymus, pancreas, spleen, adrenal glands, gonads, and all other glands associated with this ductless system. It removes every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind. The healing flame restores all of these facets of my body to perfect balance and function. Now the healing flame flows into my circulatory system. It blazes in through and around my lymphatic system, my lymph nodes, and lymphatic fluid. It flows through the muscle of my heart, the chambers, valves, veins, arteries, into the capillaries, my red and white blood cells, expanding through my bone marrow, removing every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind. The healing flame restores every aspect of my circulatory system, allowing me to utilize my life force with balance and harmony, empowering my feelings with love as I co-create the infinite perfection of the new earth and empower our new planetary cause of divine love in the physical world. At this stage of my healing process, I consciously remember that this healing activity of light is taking place simultaneously under the direction of each person's I Am presence through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of every person belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment. And it is taking place simultaneously through the corresponding systems in the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata within the bodies of Mother Earth. The healing flame now flows into my reproductive system through my male or female organs. It removes every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind. The healing flame restores every aspect of my reproductive system. This is allowing me to hold this sacred space for myself or anyone else who is destined to bring in the children of the new earth. I am now co-creating a clear chalice in every mother and every father, a holy grail through which these precious children of the new earth will be born into the physical plane. These transfigured reproductive systems will now enable the incoming children to have perfect vehicles through which they will assist in co-creating our new planetary cause of divine love in the physical plane. Now the healing flame flows through my skeletal and my muscular systems. My bones, muscles, joints, tendons, ligaments, cartilage, fat cells, and connective tissue. Removing every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind. The healing flame restores every aspect of these systems, flooding me with strength and eternal youth. The healing flame now expands through my skin, hair, nails, and every other aspect of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, removing every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind. The healing flame restores my bodies, transfiguring them into the immaculate concept of my solar-like bodies of vibrant health, eternal youth, and infinite perfection. Now, with this emerald green and violet flame of healing through the infinite power of transmutation, pulsating in through and around every electron of humanity's earthly bodies and the bodies of Mother Earth, I ask the legions of light associated with this sacred fire to maintain and sustain this activity of healing light in, through, and around every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth from this moment forward until we are all wholly ascended and free. And so it is. Beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. Now, sealed in the flame of healing through the infinite power of transmutation, I send forth my gratitude to the beloved presence of God I am within me and all humanity, to my Father, Mother, God, to the great ascended hosts, the cosmic beings and the angelic hosts, and the elemental kingdom, who have served all life this sacred and holy day through this sacred activity of healing. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your outpouring of light and love. Thank you for your gift of healing and your blessings of every kind. Hold them sustained in, through, and around me and all life, and pour them through me for the blessing and raising of our beloved planet Earth. May the benediction and blessing of the Most High Living God and the peace which passes the understanding of the human mind now resonate within the heart flame of all life on Earth. May our Father, Mother, God protect and guide all of us on our spiritual path forward into enlightenment and our eternal freedom in the light. Angels of ministering grace, I love, thank, and bless you for the wondrous service that you have rendered to me and all life this sacred and holy day. Please gather up the energy that we have expended and amplify it with your mighty love, 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Take this gift of life north, south, east, and west, and cover our dear planet Earth with love and light. We accept this God victoriously accomplished with full power, even as we call. And so it is, beloved, I am. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body, gently moving my fingers and toes. Inhaling and exhaling, I gently open my eyes and begin breathing normally as I assimilate into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies this wondrous activity of healing. Precious hearts, I'm so grateful for you and for your selfless service to the light. Please join with us again next week and stay focused on the opportunities that will be taking place from the 7th of November, building in momentum through the 22nd of November with an expanded, concentrated focus on November 11th, specifically from 11 a.m. to 11:11 a.m. in your individual time zone. Be the open door that no one can shut. Please join me again next week for this expanded global activity of light. I am Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.